dressed in black. Long black jacket, broad black hat, sometimes a cape, and as thin as rubber tape, Black Max. He would raise that big black hat to the big shots of the town, who raised their hats right back, never knew they were bowing to Black Max. I'm talking about night in Rotterdam, when the right night people of all the town would find what they could in the night neighborhood of Black Max. There were women in the windows with bodies for sale, little girls in pretty curls in little dollhouse chains. When the women walked the streets with the beds upon their backs, who was lifting up his hand to them? Black Max. And there were looks for sale, the art of the smile. Only certain people walk that mystery mile. Artists, charlatans, vaudevillians, men of mathematics, acrobatics, and civilians. There was knitting needle music from a lady organ grinder with all her sons behind her. Marco, Vito, Benno, was he strong, though he walked like a woman. And Carlo, who was 5, he must be still alive. Ah, poor Marco had the sif. And if you didn't take the terrible cure those days, you went crazy and died, and he did. And at the coffin, before they closed the lid, who raised his lid? Black Max. I was climbing on a train one day, going far away to the good old USA, when I heard some music underneath the tracks. They play standing there beneath the bridge, one black jacket, broad black hat, playing the harmonica, one hand free to raise that hat to me. Black Max, Black Max, Black Max. Surprise! Her 25th year at the office. They threw a surprise party. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And were they surprised when she tried to drink iodine from the paper cup at the water cooler of cool spring water? My friend George used to say, oh, call me Georgia, hon. Get yourself a drink. And sang the best soprano in our part of town, in beads, brocade, and pins. He sang, if you happened in through the door he never locked, and said, get yourself a drink, and sang out loud till tears fell in the cognac and the chocolate milk and gin, and on the beads, brocade, and pins. When strangers happened through the open door, George said, stay, but you gotta keep quiet while I sing and then a minute after, and call me Georgia. One fine day, a stranger in a suit of navy blue took George's life with a knife George had placed beside an apple pie he'd baked, and stabbed him in the middle of Unbelievable. As he sang for this particular stranger, who was in the United States Navy. At the cocktail hour, we knew George would like it like that. Tears fell on the beads, brocade, and pins in the coffin, which was white, because George was a drink. Wasn't the policeman's fault in all the traffic roar? Instead of shouting halt when he saw me, he shouted amor, 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 amor. Even the ice cream man, free ice cream's by the score. Instead of shouting butter pecan, one look at me, he shouted amor. Amor, amor, all over town it went that way. Everybody took off the day. Even philosophers understood how good was the good, 'cause I looked so good. The poor stopped taking less, the rich stopped needing more. Instead of shouting no and yes, both looking at me shouted amor. My stay in town was cut short. I was dragged to court. The judge said I disturbed the peace, and the jury gave what for. The judge raised his hand, and instead of desist and cease, judge, he came to the stand, took my hand, and whispered, amor, 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 amor. Night was turning into day. I walked alone away. Never see that town again. But as I passed the church house door, instead of singing amen, the choir was singing